Hello and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on the Bally Live app, download for free today. There's a look at beautiful Clover Park, nestled in Port St. Lucie, Florida, spring training home of the New York Mets and summer home of the St. Lucie Mets. And today in Florida State League action, the Mets will be hosting the Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. It's game five of a six-game series, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald joined alongside by John DeStefano. Another night, John, where the Mets will try to snap a losing streak. We talk about it all the time that this Mets team, while having lost nine games in a row now, there are still bright spots up and down the roster on a nightly basis. Just can't seem to put together enough for a win recently.
Yeah, and it's really important for the Mets to stay as positive as they can during this losing streak and try to end it tonight. There's a lot of reasons to feel good about this team, even though they've lost nine in a row. Jet Williams still continues to turn in terrific at bats. He's 11th in the league right now in on base percentage. Wilfredo Lara has 8 extra base hits in just 16 games. He was shot out of a cannon when he made his debut just a couple of weeks ago. Not to mention, Jordani Ventura takes the mound tonight, coming off a terrific start where he went 5 strong against Daytona. And you can't forget that Tomas Nito makes his second start tonight. Having a major leaguer in the lineup really could inject a good feeling tonight into the lineup.
Yep, we can't wait to see what happens tonight for the Mets and who's going to step up onto the stage and produce a good night. We have a great crowd tonight. It's Faith Night here at Clover Park with special jerseys. We have little leaguers abound. We're going to have a post-game concert. So fun will be had by all here at Clover Park, and we'll see if the Mets can snap that pesky nine-game losing streak. We will step aside momentarily on Bally Live. The pregame show will continue next with a look around the Florida State League and the starting pitching matchup.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on here at Clover Park. As the festivities are ongoing, let's take a look around the Florida State League. Starting in the East Division, Palm Beach on a great run. Won 14-17 since a 10-10 start. They have a three-game lead over Jupiter, which split a doubleheader yesterday against Daytona, so actually fell behind the pace. Jupiter 3 games back, Daytona 9 back, and the Mets 8-29. Worst record in the minor league baseball by now, 3.5 games. That's only team in minor league baseball yet to get their 11th win. Got to try to turn it around today. In the West Division, Clearwater, red hot, winners of 20 of the last 23, and they are the Mets' next opponent. They have a commanding 7-game lead over Fort Myers. Dunedin within striking distance, barely. Bradenton's falling fast, but lost 4 in a row to Clearwater. Lakeland and Tampa round out the West. Other games in the Florida State League today and around the Mets organization. Well, Daytona's up 8-4 at Jupiter. That game started at 4 o'clock. Fort Myers is at Lakeland at 6 o'clock. Bradenton at Clearwater at 6:30. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley going to start soon in Mets High A action. Binghamton and New Hampshire rained out today. Syracuse is at Norfolk. And the Guardians and the Big Mets were postponed earlier today. They'll do a double dip tomorrow. Pitching matchup today, briefly, Jordani Ventura on the mound for the Mets. He's New York's number 20 overall prospect. He's only allowed 3 runs in 11 innings this month. He's turned it around. He will be opposed by Bryson Motz, the number 12 prospect in the St. Louis Cardinals organization. Motz has pitched well, including a game this year against Dunedin where he threw 6 perfect innings with 11 strikeouts. He has only allowed 1 run in the month of May, so he has pitched extremely well so far this season. It will be a tough battle for the Mets against him. Ventura and the rest of the Mets are now taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. Everybody else trickling out of the dugouts. And for the national anthem, we will send it to public address announcer Pauly Briggs. Almost go time for the Mets and the Cardinals on a Saturday night. There's Jordani Ventura on the mound for the Mets, the 22-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, appearing in his 8th game. It's his 7th start. He's 0-1 with a 5.66 ERA, 26 strikeouts and 21 innings. Again, he got off to a rocky start this season, but has played much better recently. As John mentioned in the pregame show, those 5 scoreless innings against a red-hot Daytona offense last Sunday, one of the more impressive pitching performances for the Mets this year. The defense behind Jordani looks like this. On the infield, Junior Tillian at third. Jit Williams plays short. Kevin Villavicencio at second. Yero Martinez at first. Rylan Thomas back from the injured list plays left. Alfredo Lara is in center. Eduardo Salazar is in right. The Mets did have to place Carlos Dominguez on the injured list with a dislocated middle finger after his slide into second base yesterday and the suspended game. And Adriel Antigua makes his season debut as the catcher. As for the lineup for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Chris Rotundo will lead off and play center. Alex Idesurnia is homered twice in the series. He's in left. R.J. Yeager bats third. Juan Vincho has been excellent for Palm Beach. He moves up to the cleanup spot as Michael Curiale gets a day off. Leonardo Bernal, the highly rated catcher, bats fifth. Darlene Moquette is sixth. Jose Zapata makes his first appearance of the series, batting seventh. Alejandro Espinoza is hitting eighth at short. And Brandon Hernandez bats ninth. He's at third. Home plate umpire tonight is Shea Graham. He is calling the balls and strikes with the challenge system in place. So each team can request a challenge 3 times. or more. If they successfully win a challenge, they retain it. As you can see, it's a different-looking jersey for the Mets tonight. The Faith Knight jersey, supporting 4Kids Treasure Coast. You can find all kids on the Treasure Coast Knights home. Those jerseys are now up for auction on stluciemets.com/auction. It's a good look from the backside. It's a nice, light, clean uniform tonight. Let's see if the guys can play well and get a win in those. Cardinals, meanwhile, the red jerseys. They have an alternate red and an alternate blue. Tonight, they go with the red. Chris Rotundo digs in. Graham signals for first pitch. And here it comes from Ventura. Fastball right in there for strike one, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:11. It's 84 degrees and partly cloudy at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Curveball went around. Strike two. Swinging strike.
Nice job there. Ventura quickly ahead. Have to get in front of a good batter like Rotundo.
0-2 breaking ball is served into shallow left field. Jet Williams going back. Ryland Thomas coming in. It's Thomas back in action with the catch to start the ball game.
Great to see the return of Ryland Thomas out there in left.
As Thomas is the only drafted Mets position player. He went on the IL late April, pulled the hamstring over in Clearwater. April 29th, he's been out ever since. And he's back on. Carlos Dominguez back on the roster. Carlos Dominguez back off the roster on the IL with the finger injury. Here's Alex Idesurnia. We're going to have an automatic ball here. You see Ventura stepped off the rubber, but that does not reset the pitch clock with the bases empty. Automatic ball one as that clock hit zero. The 1-1 pitch is fouled away. Ball and two strikes. The runner on, you can do that, and it counts as a disengagement. No problem, but the base is empty. You have your 14 seconds as a pitcher, and that is it. 1-2, ground ball, right side, diving attempt by Martinez. It's by him into right field, and Idesurnia has a one-out single.
Yeah, a little daisy cutter there from Alex, just under the glove of Martinez. Really tough play for a first baseman ranging away from the foul line.
Hard hit, and he's aboard. Brings up R.J. Yeager. Ventura looks in. Clock winding down under five. And he gets it off with 1 second to spare. Breaking ball. Called the strike. Yeager's had a big series. He is 5-for-13. Plus 7 walks. On base at a .600 clip this week. He's played in every game. Fastball grounded foul. Bound around down the left field line. And Thomas will have to go get it.
Yeah. Yeager's been nothing short of fantastic this season. Between him and Michael Curiale, who has the night off, they have two of the top three players in OPS in the Florida State League.
Cardinals offense has done well in this series. Of course, they've won all the games. As Ventura gets set for an 0-2 pitch. Looks over to first at Idesurnia. Not running. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Good slider. Yeager strikes out. Two down for Ventura.
Good job there from Ventura. Shaking off that little mistake with the ABS system, with the pitch clock, but able to come back and finish off a tough out in R.J. Yeager.
Might actually get tougher with Juan Benchoa. He's been a revelation. Did not play in the series opener. He's played in every game since. He's 7-for-12. And he takes this pitch inside. And maybe knock him off the plate. A good start for Ventura to get him off his out of his comfort zone.
You can't help but mention, every time we've seen him hit the ball this series, it seems to get good wood with every contact.
One-oh pitch, swing and a miss as Joe bailed out. Well, Ventura, one thing Johnny did in Daytona, and our viewers did not get to see, was just the mixing and the matching. He did an excellent job in the five innings at Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Sunday, keeping Daytona hitters off balance. A 1-1 changeup swung on and missed, 1-2.
And it's such an important part of his game. Kind of doesn't matter how good your stuff is sometimes, if you don't know how to mix your pitches, you have to keep these hitters off balance and give them something else to look at every time they come to the plate.
He's throwing a four-seam fastball, a slider, a sinker, a changeup this inning. And he's got 12 pitches in. Number 1-2, fastball grounded out to Jett. He'll run it himself to second. That forces out Ida Cernia, and the inning is over. Good start for Jordani Ventura. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. When we come back to Clover Park, the Mets get their cuts in against Bryson Montz.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mets going to bat in the bottom of the first. Here's what the Mets lineup looks like this evening. Ryland Thomas will lead off and play left field. So right back into the action. Jett Williams bats second, play short. Wilfredo Lara, his four doubles and four homers, bats third. Tomas Nito is the DH tonight after catching yesterday, his second rehab game. Junior Tillian, Yero Martinez, Eduardo Salazar, Kevin Villavicencio, and Adriel Antigua round out the rest of the Mets lineup. And the Mets lineup will be facing Bryson Montz, the starting pitcher for Palm Beach, his first appearance of this series. He's the Cardinals' second-round pick out of the University of San Diego last year. He's 2-1 in seven starts with a 3.45 ERA. He's allowed one run earned in 10 innings in May. To see what Montz, the lefty, has to offer tonight. Palm Beach has run out a string of excellent starters all series long. Let's see why they've won 24 games already this year, lost just 9. First pitch to Thomas. It was a fastball for a strike. Kind of that three-quarter arm slot delivery for Montz. It'll be a fastball, a devastating slider, and an occasional change for him. Fastball for a strike at the knees, and it's nothing in two. I watched some video on Montz earlier this afternoon, and it's going to be very tough for these Mets hitters to distinguish the fastball from the slider. 0-2, back up the middle, and that's going to be stopped by Espinoza. No throw. Puts it in his pocket. Great stop by Espinoza, but it's a single for Thomas on the 0-2 pitch.
Well placed, well struck. Nothing Espinoza can do from there. He's deep in the hole at short, and no throw available for him. Ryland Thomas with a leadoff single.
See that Montz went with the elevated fastball after two low fastballs. Did not fool Thomas. He was ready for it. Now Jett Williams is up. Thomas a short leadoff at first. He stumbles out of the blocks. Pitches a called strike on Jett. I don't know if Ryland Thomas meant to steal or not, but he almost fell down out there at first.
Just a little rusty over there at first after a little bit of time off. But I'm sure he'll get his footing in short order.
Fastball inside to Jett. It's 1-1. Quiet series for Williams, 2-for-13. And has added four more walks to his season total this week. There's that slider.
Therein lies the problem with Jett at the plate. Any pitcher knows he has a terrific eye. He's only not gotten on base five games so far this season.
Ground ball up the middle. It's through for another hit. Jett Williams follows up Rylan Thomas's single up the middle with one of his own. The Mets have the first two runners on in the first inning.
And that's the trouble he presents right there. You know what a good eye he has. You know that you can't miss. So when you leave a ball over the plate, he has the ability to make you pay. And now two players with balls slapped right back up the middle. As the Mets in business with a man on first and second and nobody out.
Batters Wilfredo Lara, a man who can do damage. He takes the off-speed for strike one. And you see the Mets in the first inning. It's been a real struggle for them this year. But they have an opportunity to be the only team to score runs in the first inning today. Swing and a miss on the changeup. And it's nothing and two on Lara. And no question, John, one of the problems for the Mets is the slow starts as the opponents scored first, I believe, in 10 of the last 11 games. And a chance for the Mets to flip the script here with two on and nobody out. Ground ball deep to third. Fair ball. Hernandez steps on third. Throws to first. Not in time for the double play, but he gets the lead runner in Thomas and saves an extra base hit down the line.
What a snare with the glove. Ranging over to the foul line. Terrific job. Able to get the sure out. And there was no play available at first. Taking out the lead runner there was a perfect play.
A tough break there for Lahr, who almost sneaked it down the line for extra bases. Tomas Nito at the plate. Nito chases the high fastball. Well, Nito recovering from dry eye syndrome. Went 1-for-3 yesterday in the second inning, or the second game, the seven-inning game, had a single and three at-bats, and caught all seven innings. He's DHing today. And he fouls one away. Fastball at 92. It's 0-2.
Well, Nito had LASIK surgery back in 2019, but started experiencing dry eye syndrome earlier this year. He had a procedure to put what they'll call punctal plugs inserted into each of his eyes to try to alleviate his eye problems.
0-2 pitches, flicked foul. Yeah, hard to hit mid-90s fastballs at the major league level. Hard to catch a guy like Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander if you can't see right. Hopefully Tomas is feeling better. He told me earlier in the day he is. O-2 pitches. Broken bat. Grounder. Hernandez slips. Goes to second for one. Why Hernandez didn't run to third base and get Jett, I don't know. But he does get one of the two lead runners. Maybe he didn't believe he could get to third base, but Jett was a mile away. Jett was confused if that was going to be caught or not, so he couldn't just break to third.
Yeah, he was completely caught in no man's land. Did the right thing by pausing to make sure he avoided the double play if the ball was caught in the air. But once Hernandez had it, he absolutely needs to run over and just step on third to get the lead runner once again. Because now they're facing a problem with runners at the corners, and a base hit would drive in a run for sure.
Junior Tillian's the batter, and he grounds one, foul to third. Yeah, so instead of first and second, two outs, it's first and third, two outs, and now a myriad of things could happen. A wild pitch, a pass ball, infield hit, all will get Jett home. One pitch just missed away. No challenge. Also, that's now two players slipping on the infield. Remember Rylan Thomas, I don't know if he was trying to steal for real, but stumbled out of the gates at first base. And then Hernandez takes the tumble at third. Bobby Dodd's down there listening. I'll just blame him. Two 2-1 on Tillian. Motz's pitch is fouled back. Off the roof of the sound room. Tillian in the second game yesterday, quiet 0-for-3. Did pick up a couple of hits, including a double in the suspended game, which counts as the third game in the series. 2-2, slider away, and it's a full count.
It's like that last foul ball might have found its way into the sound room. They got the window open today.
I'm sure they didn't make a play. Motz's payoff pitch. Missed inside. Bernal would like to challenge that call. Let's see if the Palm Beach catcher stole strike three. He did not. So it will be a walk. That loads the bases. And the first challenge goes in favor of the umpire.
So just a slight hesitation from Bernal when he raised his hand. Wasn't sure if he wanted to do it, but probably figured in this spot with runners at the corners might be a valuable challenge. Unfortunately for him, he was wrong.
Not a bad idea to try to get his pitcher out of the inning. Yarrel Martinez bats with the bases loaded and two outs, and he gets hit by the pitch, and the Mets score the game's first run. They'll take it.
Looks like a slip of the finger there from Bryson Motz. Trying to come in and upstairs to Yarrel Martinez, but lost the handles as he plunks him and walks in the first run of the game.
Painful RBI for Martinez, but an RBI nonetheless. Here's another look. He had really no opportunity to get out of the way and yeah, in on the hands like that. Not a lot of padding.
Yeah, it looks like it just hung up on Motz's hand as he went for his release.
So a rarity for the Mets scoring first. They have a chance to do more damage with Eduardo Salazar's up. Bases reloaded. And time called, disengagement rather, from the starting pitcher Motz. So some struggles here for Motz at the outset. A couple of hits. A walk followed by a hit batter. And a chopping foul ball out of play. First time this series the Mets have scored first. First time since last Sunday in Daytona. They scored first. Pitch is a ball low. Good take. 1-1. Salazar in this series, 2-for-8 with a double. Inside for ball two. Nito at third, Tillian on second, and Martinez on first. Two-one pitch and foul back. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Motz's not been throwing overly hard. I believe he's hit 92 miles per hour in the inning. Just seems to be all over the place with his location at the moment. He's trying to take advantage before he can straighten himself out. 2-2 to Salazar, and it's grounded foul past third again. Two pitch, yanked down the line, foul ball. So close. Now 2 feet left of the line.
Very close indeed, but maybe better off there for Salazar. with Hernandez covering the line. If that ball had stayed fair, it might have ended up in the third baseman's mitt.
Another 2-2 pitch coming to Salazar. And he will take it low for ball three. Fastball no good. And Bernal is going to head to the mound. Basically almost the entire left side of the infield will join. I wonder if Palm Beach, as I'm looking down in the... Yeah, they got somebody warming up in the bullpen. Can't see who it is, but you can see a ball flying back and forth in front of the video board. Well, it's approaching 30 pitches in this first inning. 3-2 coming to Salazar. And it's grounded foul into the Mets dugout and out of the dugout. We'll do it again.
It's a nice at-bat turned in by Eduardo. Might surprise some people learning he's actually been one of the Mets' more consistent players this season.
Another payoff pitch. High ball four. Salazar, a hard-earned walk in RBI. Nito will touch home, and it's 2-0 St. Lucie in the first inning.
Great take there from Salazar. Not over-eager, not going to jump on that high fastball. Knows that a walk does the trick. Mets with a 2-0 lead in the first. I haven't said that in a while.
Kevin Villavicencio is riding a 5-game hitting streak. Great time to make it 6 in a row. Swing and a miss. Bat goes flying again.
Look out, Junior Tillian, as that one whizzed by his ear hole.
He threw his bat, lost the handle of the bat in the first, the suspension game yesterday, the suspended game. Then in the second game, he threw it, and it got caught in the netting. So that's 3 games in a row.
Actually, you're right, Adam. I've seen a surprising amount of players losing their bats on both sides so far this year at Clover Park.
I'm told that Angel Cuenca is warming up in the bullpen for Palm Beach. And this is it for Motz. If he doesn't get Villavicencio out, he's not going to stay in the game. My best guess. 0-1. A bloop into shallow right. Here comes Cho. He's got it. Well played by Cho, and the inning is over. But a good inning for the Mets. They load the bases, and with 2 outs, they get a couple of runs on a hit-by-pitch and a walk. 2-0 Mets at the end of one.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Fans, a reminder to join the chat on Bally Live in the crowd zone. We don't have much going on in the chat right now. Hopefully some people will start typing away. Ask us any questions you want. Also, John posted a trivia question, Tomas Nito-related trivia question on the Bally Live app. So play that, win it, get some Bally Bucks as we start the second inning. Ronnie Ventura had a long wait in between pitches. Delivers a strike one to Leonardo Bernal. And then a changeup low. Bernal playing in his fourth game. He's 3-for-11. Three walks and three RBI. Ventura, the 1-2. Fastball high at 91. Two-two pitch slider. Struck him out. Great pitch by Ventura. That had a lot of bite at the end. His second strikeout of the night.
Excellent stuff there. You can tell he's really feeling it tonight. He looks good right now out there on the mound.
Certainly pitching with a lot more confidence in the month of May than he did in April. Now with the lead, delivers a pitch up and into Darlene Moquette. The Tomas Nito-related trivia question. Tomas won the batting title in the FSL in 2016. What was his final batting average with the St. Lucie Mets that year? Slider misses high. 305, 312, 320. 350. We've got a few innings to answer that. Post another one. 2-0 pitch. Runs in for a strike at 91. Still have to get to the Phillip special trivia question. We've had that in the on-deck circle for a couple of days now. 2-1 slider for a strike.
That question's becoming a tease now. I just want to see it.
At this point, I just want to get it over with. He's not paying attention back there. 2-2. Breaking ball missed in, and it's a full count on Moquette. Moquette, he's 3-for-9 in the series with the home run. That came in the opener. Payoff pitch. Slider tapped high and foul. Moquette speeding through first base. Have to come back. Pitch not even close to the plate, but Moquette went after it anyways. Put a timer on him coming back to the plate area. Sun has broken out here at Clover Park. It's cloudy most of the day with a chance of rain, but all good for tonight and hopefully tomorrow as well. Tomorrow, don't forget, at 12:10 first pitch on Bally Live. Another 3-2 coming. And that is going to be a strike three on the corner. Moquette, with one challenge already down for the Cardinals, won't use another. Well-placed fastball on the payoff pitch. Shea Graham rings him up. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the second inning. Fly ball, center field, playable for Lara. He's got it. That retires Zapata. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Giordani Ventura. He looks strong through the opening two frames. Mets have a 2-0 lead on Bally Live.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Positive vibes coming from the Mets dugout early in this game with the 2-0 lead. Adrian Lantigua, the only Met not to bat. Last inning, will get his first at-bat of the season. Hit a high ball out to short. Bare hand by Espinosa. Throw to first is dropped by Yeager. And Lantigua will likely be credited with an infield single.
Yeah, tough play all around for both Cardinals involved. Espinosa makes a bare hand stab and a decent throw to first. It comes in just a bit low. It would have been a really tough pick there for R.J. Yeager. I would score this one as a base hit.
It's already been posted as a hit by official score Bill. So Lantigua batting 1,000.
Yeah, nothing about that play for either Cardinal involved was routine. So tough to charge either of them with an error.
Back to the top we go in Ryland Thomas. He drops out a beautiful bunt. Picked up by Motz. No throw. Bunt single. Ryland Thomas. He's 2 for 2 in 2 innings off the IL.
What a start coming off injury. You just can't place it any better than that. Right between the third baseman and the pitcher. Motz does everything he can, but no throw available. And the Mets once again, first and second, nobody out.
That's a 4 hits in the game. One has left the infield. We've gotten a couple of walks. One with the bases loaded, one hit by pitch with the bases loaded. The little things working right for the Mets so far as Jet Williams takes a first pitch ball.
Sometimes in the middle of a long losing streak, it never hurts to go back to the basics. And the Mets using some fundamental baseball right now.
Williams takes a changeup for a strike. It's 1-1. Williams singled up the middle in the first inning. And bloops this one into center field. It hangs up, though, for Rotondo. He makes the catch for out number one. Williams retired, brings Lara back up. Montz gets his first out of this frame. Montz on the verge of maybe being taken out of the game in the first as Cuenca was warming up in the bullpen. Got that last out off the bat of Villavicencio, the shallow fly to right, so he hangs in for another inning, but is in more trouble. Lara, a fielder's choice. First time up, flies one out towards Cho in the sun. Cho backing up. Deep out there, makes the catch. No tag for the Mets. And the first two reach on infield hits. They have not moved off the bases. Now with 2 outs. It's Tomas Nito again. Nito, a terrific team leader for the St. Lucie Mets back in the day, 2016, as a regular St. Lucie Met. Played in 90 games. It's quite a bit for a catcher. Helped guide that team to the playoffs. Swings and misses at this pitch. Made it to the majors the next year. It's a pretty big leap from high A to the majors in that short of a time span. O 0-1 pitch is fouled away. And I know the Mets fan base, they've gotten on his case before about not having enough offensive firepower. But Buck Showalter last year was quick to remind folks, hey, this guy won a batting title in the minors. And it was here in the FSL, which is an awfully tough place to hit. And he fouls this one back. It was definitely a pitcher's paradise back when it was a high A league. Pitchers were more refined at that level. Since the switch over to single A, the offense has, let's say, taken over, but it's been more offensive friendly in the league. Nito lifts one way up for Cho again. Near the line. Caught for out number three. First two Mets reach on hits. That does not amount to a run. Motz rebounds. We go to the third, 2-0 St. Lucie.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
A lot of fans in the ballpark tonight. Maybe the best crowd of the year. It is Faith Night, and that's wearing these special jerseys to raise awareness for Poor Kids Treasure Coast. Up for auction now on stluciemets.com/auction. Post-game fireworks, post-game concert after the fireworks. So great weather day. All the bad stuff stayed out west towards Lake Okeechobee, west of I-95. Never made it across the interstate. Hot but not obnoxious as Ventura delivers strike one to Lisandro Espinoza. Should also make mention that as well as Jordani Ventura's pitch, he's also has to deal with the new battery mate. Adriel Antigua catching his first game tonight. So far, so good. Ball shot into deep left center. On the move is Lahr. He's got it. That retires Espinoza. Six in a row retired by Ventura and 7 of 8.
He came out hot and he is cruising right now. Getting through one of the toughest lineups in the league. And doing so with a plump.
Hernandez swings and misses at the slider. Strike one. So we come to the ninth man in the order. Hernandez in this series. Under Cardinal having a great series. 4 for 9. A 3-hit game in game 2. This pitch just misses. 1-1. A tapper back towards Ventura. He will field it, calmly throws to first, and Hernandez is out.
Cool as you like off the mound there is Ventura. Just able to scoop it into his glove. Sure throw to first. Just nothing seems to bother him right now. He looks calm and relaxed, and he's just looks like he's enjoying himself.
Well, he's got every pitch in his arsenal working, and he is not really throwing anything in the middle of the plate. About the perfect combination And here's Rotondo. Breaking ball up high. So first time through the order is a massive success for Ventura. Just one hit. And three strikeouts. Pitch count very efficient in the low 30s. As this pitch misses away, it's 2-0.
The way things have been going, getting through just the first inning unscathed was a success, but now with two scoreless under his belt, Mets pitching has really reduced the run totals in the third and fourth innings this year.
Now, so many times it's been an onslaught by the visiting team or the Mets opponent. It happens on the road too. The Mets will eventually settle the game down, but oftentimes too late. As Rotondo flies it into shallow right field. Long run for Salazar. He gets there, makes the catch. That's back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Jordani Ventura. This is the Ventura we saw last year for his injury. Go to the home third, 2-0 Mets on Valley Live.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bryson Motz right now being outpitched by Jordani Ventura. You can't worry about that as he throws one inside to Tillian. Tillian drew a walk in the first, helped set up a couple of runs for the Mets. 1-0 is hit right back through the middle for a base hit. That's the fifth Mets hit already.
And the third that we've seen sent screaming back up the middle. These Mets hitters all over the ball right now. It's another clean hit from Tillian. Had himself a nice couple of games.
Fastball, not a lot on it, and right over the heart of the plate. Brings up Yarel Martinez. Glad to see he's okay after being hit in the hand-wrist area. Got an RBI out of the deal. First pitch, he will take ball one away. Mets on a 9-game losing streak, their longest of the season. They've already had a separate 8-game losing streak. Palm Beach, only one team in the FSL hotter. And there's the slider that we have not seen much of yet. Now that Motz has been tagged quite a bit here. It's definitely not Tomas Nito. This pitch, slider for a strike, it's 80, and it's 1-2. I wonder, might start seeing that pitch more often now as he is in need of easier outs. And 1-2, and there's the wipeout slider, and Martinez strikes out.
Yeah, we talked about the importance of mixing your pitches and showing the hitters something different. The first time through the order didn't really work for him without that slider. Going to something different may help him out.
Also seemed like he was waiting to face a lefty to do that. Again, the first pitch he threw to Martinez the last time hit him. It was a fastball. This time he didn't bother with it. Well, here is Salazar. Really, is his at-bat, the biggest of the game right now. That great bases-loaded walk fouled off a number of pitches, made it 2-0. Ground ball out to second, could be two. Moquette hands it off to Lisandro Espinoza. Goes to first. That's an easy double play.
That's a nice job there at second. Handled a weird hop. The ball bounced a bit sideways on him, but a short glove there by Moquette and a good turn at short leads to the twin killing.
It's another inning where Motz looks like he could be in trouble, but then gets out of it quick. We go to the fourth, 2-0 Mets.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Back at Clover Park as we wait to resume. Grounds crew's got to get off the field. Nice job dragging. Looks like we haven't even played yet. Jordani Ventura is on a run. Retired 8 in a row. Only batter to reach against him tonight, this man, Alex Idesurnia. And he takes the ball at his feet. Mets have had some good pitching performances at times this series, John, but this one's shaping up to be the best yet.
Well, without a doubt, if he can keep this going and turn in a what amounts to a quality start here in the FSL, though appearances are usually abbreviated, this one would be one for the yearbook.
And he's fallen behind Idesurnia 3-0. It's one of the reasons why Ventura has been more successful in May than April. The walks have really come down. He does get a strike over here.
Yeah, free pass has certainly been a bugaboo of St. Lucie pitching this season, but Giordani not suffering from that right now at all.
Pop up. That one's into our big crowd. No play made. Somebody got it eventually. Full count. Ground ball. Martinez backhands. The underhand toss right on the money. Ventura rallying from 3-0 to get the ground out. That's now 9 straight retired.
Nice job there by Martinez. Perhaps a little sweet revenge. The last time Idesurnia got a single, it went under his glove, but this time Martinez gets the glove down and the out at first.
Brings up RJ Jaeger. Slider just off. Now, looking at some of the best pitching performances from the Mets this week against Palm Beach, Christopher Vasquez, 4 scoreless out of the bullpen on Tuesday. Mets were already down 7-0. Ground ball beats Jet just past his glove into center field. Yeager snaps the streak. Nine straight retired with the one-out single.
Yeah, with the quality of this lineup, you knew that streak couldn't continue that much further. And Jet Williams diving, giving all he can. This one just out of the reach of his left-handed glove.
So Vasquez on Tuesday had that four shutout innings. He entered with a 7-0 deficit. Maybe Palm Beach already putting it more in cruise control. As Cho comes up. First pitch to him as a bouncer. Good job by, blocked by Lantigua. You had Benito Garcia pitch three scoreless innings to finish the game on Wednesday. In the resumption of Thursday's suspended game, Douglas Orellana looked very sharp. Five innings, two runs. Elliot Johnstone pitched a nice couple innings yesterday. Fastball high at 87. I'm sure it took a little bit off, and Lantigua wants to talk about it. Cho today, a ground out, fielder's choice. There's the discussion. It's brief. Now visit number one. Six left. Ball. That one stabbed by Martinez, but foul. Gets a rise out of the crowd. Just a foul strike.
Oh, and as well it should. It was a fantastic play. Just happened to bounce in foul territory. But that one could have been two with Martinez coming up with so quickly. He could have stepped on first and turned to throw. Might have gotten out of the inning.
One pitch, good changeup. Cho ahead of it, two balls, two strikes.
Great looking pitch there. He had him completely fooled. That just speaks to the continued quality mix of pitches he's been throwing. Let's give Antigua credit behind the plate for calling a nice game so far.
Two pitch, changeup again. Cho strikes out swinging. Fourth strikeout for Ventura.
Things continue the way they are. Ventura might be requesting Antigua as his battery mate from now on.
Great fade in that pitch. Perfectly placed. Probably looked like it was right down the middle. Bernal is back up. He struck out swinging in the second. First pitch to him. Good snag by Lantigua. And you're right, John. Lantigua looks fresh back behind the plate. Mets have certainly had their struggles this year, whether it be Perozo or Villalobos trying to block pitches, prevent wild pitches, some ill-timed pass balls, but he's been spot on early. 1-0. Too high. By the way, it's just Lantigua and Perozo now. The regular catchers, of course, Nito is considered a catcher, but DHing tonight. But Villalobos placed on the development list earlier this week, making room for Lantigua, who was on the development list himself. It's also had Gregory Leal on the development list for the first month or so of the season, but then sent him back to the complex side. Now it's 3-0 on Bernal. And we have a pitch clock violation. That's ball four. Now, Ventura, more than any other pitcher on the Mets staff, does take as much time as he can on that clock. Usually winds it down under 5 seconds. This time it cost him. That's the second pitch clock violation on him today.
Yeah, and you hate to ask him to do anything different. You always want a pitcher to be comfortable with what he does. but you just want to get him to throw the ball a little bit sooner, hold it for just a second or two less.
Gets this one off with 9 seconds remaining.
We saw a terrific performance from Hansel Rincon here yesterday, who frequently let the ball go with 10, 9, no less than 8 seconds most of the time.
1-0 pitch is popped up on the infield. Left side, Tillian waving for it. Jet Williams there as well. Tillian makes the catch, and Ventura out of any problems after the automatic ball four. He strands two. He's thrown four scoreless. Mets lead 2-0 on Valley Live.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Folks everywhere here at Clover Park having a lot of fun. Mets leading the game 2-0 as we start the bottom of the fourth. A reminder to join the crowd zone on Valley Live. Chat with us. We do have a question from our friend Unknown Gino. He wants to know, John, have either of us played baseball before, or was it just announcing for us? That's Bryson Mott's. It's going against Kevin Villavicencio. Villavicencio whacks one into left field. Over to get it is Ida Cernia. Villavicencio a hard cut at first, but will stay. Mets, all four innings now, have a leadoff single. What about you, John? Do you play baseball when you were growing up?
I did, not for very long. I got as far as played a couple of years in T-ball and got as far as coach pitch, but that was one of my last seasons. He was either 9 or 10 years old, right before players started throwing to batters.
This ball popped up by Antigua to Moquette, one out in the fourth. Yeah, well, I played through 14, basically gave it up in high school before high school in favor of golf, which I think was probably the right decision. I wasn't very athletically fit. Didn't do a lot of things well, you know, physically, couldn't throw that hard. Left-handed, though. So I did do a lot of pitching, you know, in the Babe Ruth League. And I could throw strikes. I couldn't throw it probably more than 50 miles an hour. But, hey, at that stage when you're, you know, 8 through 14 years old, if you're a lefty and can put the ball over the plate, you can go a long way. But then you get to high school and all of a sudden you got to do a little more than that. And that's where it ended for me. So to the golf course it went.
It's actually interesting mentioning that you're left-handed. I'm actually left-handed as well, naturally. But I was playing ball. My father actually taught me to throw right-handed so that I could play all positions in the infield.
I will say, before I pitched, I was a great scooper at first base. I couldn't run very fast, so outfield was out of it. But I like to scoop the ball at first base. And when we do our softball games here against the Roger Dean front office, I play the first base position. Still don't move that way. Good questions. Keep them coming. Also, one of the reasons I quit, being lefty as a youngster, not a lot of lefty hitters, and it threw the pitchers off. I got hit a lot. I didn't like that very much. And I would not have done well against this guy, Moss, with that arm angle coming at me. I would have bailed out every time. Again, wasn't going to make it far beyond middle school. Give credit for a guy like Rylan Thomas facing this tough lefty. Two hits, and now he's worked a full count. Runner goes, pitches a ball. Vicencio slows into second. The Mets are piling up the base runners here as Thomas on for the third time. First and second for Jet Williams.
What's gotten into Rylan Thomas coming off the IL? Hasn't made an out yet in this game.
Making up for lost time. Jet Williams, one for two. And he takes a strike. You can see just the way Rylan plays. He's somewhat more refined coming out of big school like USC. College experience, something the Mets have missed since he's been out. 0-1 pitch, a strike at the knees to Williams. He wants to challenge that, thought it was low. This is the Mets' first challenge of the game. It's a strike. You know, that's happened off screen. But it is a lost challenge, so each team now two left. 0-2 on Williams. Checked his swing, or did he? No. He goes around. This does not make Jet Williams very happy, nor does it make manager Gilbert Gomez. Chad Lagana said he swung.
Yeah, tough call there against Williams. A really tight one. Does everything he can do to stop the bat from going around, but in the judgment of the umpire, and that's all that matters, he went around.
So with two outs and two on, Wilfredo Lara comes up, and he takes a changeup for a strike. Mets had the first 2-1 and the second couldn't score. They had a leadoff hit in the third inning erased. First and second one out here in the fourth. Of course, they had the bases loaded. Did scratch across two runs in the first. So they've had opportunities aplenty. And this Mots certainly had easier games this year than this. But he gets Lara out. Still a solid developing start for him. One too far inside, two balls and a strike. Lara has hit to a fielder's choice and flown out to right. So 0 for 2. It's a 1 pitch above the letters. 3 and 1. Lara has been so good this season. 4 home runs, 4 doubles, 12 RBI in 16 games. He's going to be sitting dead red, 3-1. And he flies it on the infield. Right side, first baseman Jaeger puts it away to retire the side. Mott's been dealing with traffic on the bases all game. He's hung in there. Cardinals will bat in fifth, down 2.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
More crowd shots streaming in here on the Bally Live app. Probably the best attended game of the season so far. Glad to see the crowd could make it out. Gonna get post-game fireworks once this is done. Breaking ball snapped off to Jose Zapata for a strike. One more curve action than the slider. Zapata flew out deep center field in the second. His lone at bat, that was one of the better struck balls of the game by the Cardinals. As Ventura nibbles the corner for strike two. A waste pitch. Ball and two strikes. Breaking ball softly hit over the head of Villavicencio into right. And base hit for Zapata. It's the first leadoff man to reach base for the Cardinals.
Nice job with a two-strike count there by Zapata, keeping his hands quiet and inside the baseball. Able to drive it in the opposite field for a base hit.
Brings up Espinoza, who flew out to center to start the third inning. This ball hits him. Breaking ball that didn't break hard enough. And here come the Cardinals, first and second, no outs. They've hung in there. As Espinoza, he looks weary after that hit by pitch. That's why I quit baseball to play golf, John. That's why I did it.
But the velocity these pitchers reach, tough to blame you, really. I don't think anybody likes getting hit by pitches.
78 miles per hour would have put me right in the hospital. Brandon Hernandez. He's going to square to bunt. Pops it up into the stands. Oh, play made. Ronald Acuna Jr. makes the catch. Bare hand. Good job.
Love to see a fine play made in the stands. One of our fans clad in a Braves jersey.
It's not just really that. Ronald Acuna, John, just to let you know.
You mean he didn't take time off to come out to catch a St. Lucie game?
He did not. Pitch for a strike. Ronald Acuna Jr. did make an appearance here at Clover Park this spring. Not with the Braves. Venezuelan team. Leading up to the World Baseball Classic. 0-2 pitch. Whoa! That ties up Hernandez. Ventura plants him on his backside on nearly. Look at Ventura, ready to go. Okay. You would think that was basically like strike one. He's right back in the action, and time called by Rotunda, who just realizes that Ventura is going to be breathing down his neck.
I think he called timeout to avoid the automatic strike.
He did, or to be blindsided. Is this pitch, oof, that hit the umpire? Goes to the backstop, a missed catch by Lantigua. I believe that's going to probably be a wild pitch as it's way up high. Not sure if we can get a replay of that or not, but maybe those two not on the same page. Glanced off somebody.
Yeah, it did. It glanced off the right side of the umpire's mask as it went behind the plate. But clearly a cross-up there between Lantigua and Ventura. Probably the first one of this game, and that induced the conference you just saw.
Second and third with one out on Rotundo, and he takes one. And this one's to the backstop. Another pitch too far away for Lantigua. In comes a run. That's Zapata, and the Cardinals are on the board. It's 2-1, and the tying run now goes to third base.
Yeah, and he does have to reach across his body, but that's a catch he'll tell you he has to make. I would probably score this one as a pass ball, even though he did have to reach for it. But either way, the Cardinals will take it. A run crosses the plate, and they've cut the Mets' lead in half, 2-1.
My guess, and I know this is not going to sound contradicting, but that's a wild pitch that a catcher's got to catch. The lunge too far, but he'll tell you he's got to get that one. So now the Mets' infield will come in. We've seen this before. Things are going along swimmingly, and all of a sudden, some struggles with control for Mets pitchers. A couple of wild pitches and a hit batter. 3-0 pitch too high, and Rotundo takes ball four.
This is a really crucial at-bat coming up for Ventura. Doesn't want to let the wheels come off after he's been doing so well in this game. The middle of the fifth inning right now, and he's going to get a visit from pitching coach Dan McAnany.
The first ball that went to the backstop has been ruled a pass ball, the one that deflected off the umpire. The second one, which brought in the run, has been ruled a wild pitch. I know official score bills are already playing it much more than we can, so that's where that stands. And this was pointed out to me by somebody who sent a text. Mets playing a fine game, but 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position. And they have certainly had their chances to make this a 3, 4, 5, 6 nothing game. A hit here or there, and this is a different feel to it. While they've got hits in the game and Ventura's pitched very well, they haven't come up with the big hit. Remember, the two runs that scored came on a bases-loaded hit by pitch and a bases-loaded walk.
Trouble with this Cardinals lineup. This is absolutely a team you have to jump on when you can, because they can come back from just about any lead and make you pay for it. I'm trying to do that right here.
Ida Cerny will pop one up. Is it playable for Lantigua? Looks like it is. Makes the catch in the on-deck circle. Ida Cerny, a wasted at-bat. That's out number two. Tying run stays at third. Good read,
you know, that's an
at-bat
Ida Cerny would like to have back. First pitch swinging, pops it straight up. Great job by Lantigua, ranging all the way back near the netting, able to make a fine catch.
Well, Ventura can get through this inning with the lead thanks to that sequence. As R.J. Yeager comes up, singled last time up, one of the three Palm Beach hits, and he takes this pitch down and away for ball one. See the numbers for Yeager. Outstanding. The top players in the league. Facing Ventura for a third time. One out. Fastball 989 misses. Two balls, no strikes. Stays high. Three balls, no strikes. Sure, not even at 70 pitches yet. He delivers the 3-0, and it's ball four high. That will load the bases. And an interesting decision coming. Guessing that the Mets probably have a reliever warming up in the bullpen out of our view. Two walks in the last three batters. But again, the pitch count not really in question. Wilbert Gomez stays in the dugout. And it's the dangerous Juan Bincho at the plate. He's 0 for 2 in this game. That's with the tying run at third and the go-ahead run on second. And time called by Lantigua. It will count as One of the two disengagements allowed. Ground ball to second. Villavicencio up with it. Throws to first. Side retired. Ventura gets out of the jam. A run scores on a wild pitch. But with the tying run at third and one out, then two outs, he does not surrender the lead. At the halfway point, that's up one.
Ball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Crowd shots are great tonight. Hope you're enjoying those at home. Hopefully, you wish you were here at the ballpark. It's a perfect night for baseball. Fireworks to follow. Good game on the field as well. It's Tomas Nito. Inside-out swing. Hits it into right. Cho flashes like he might not see it, but does. That's either the sign of calling everybody off or I cannot see. It's not this time at night. It's tough for the first baseman, but at twilight, not quite there yet, that's when it becomes difficult for the outfielders. So even though it looks bright to Cho, he should be okay, and same goes for Salazar for the Mets. That retired Nito, who's now 0-3 with the run scored in this rehab assignment. Junior Tillian has not been retired by Mots. He has walked and singled. And here's a flutter out to second. 1 foot on the grass, a low throw, but made by Moquette. Quickly two down. This shaping up to be Mott's best inning. He's been in trouble almost the entire game, but that's when he's pitched his best. Again, holding hitters to 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Now Martinez comes back up. Hit by a pitch to drive in the first run of the game. And then struck out on three sweeping sliders the second time. First pitch, fastball away.
Watts has been really good tonight in those tough spots as he delivers what they call stress pitches with men on base and in scoring position. And with the bases empty right now, he can relax with a 1-1 count against Martinez. He's trying to get out of this inning, 1-2-3.
A 1-1 pitch, sweeping breaking ball again, and Martinez just being fed that pitch. And Tilly either lays off or gives it a good hit. Well, it's probably not going to stop. There it is again for strike three. Probably the only good one that he's throwing to Martinez. If you blinked, you missed the bottom of the fifth. Let's go down in order for the first time. Sixth inning coming up at Clover Park.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucimets.com. fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
See, the Mets have a new pitcher on the mound, Jojo Rodriguez. Before that, answer the trivia question. Tomas Nito won the FSL batting title in 2016 with St. Lucie. What was his final batting average? The correct answer was C. He batted .320. We have another trivia question for you. Right now as well, the Phillips special. As we have time called, something's loose on the field. Rylan Thomas over to get it. Oh, the Phillips special question. Which famous baseball player was featured as a mind-controlled assassin in the movie Naked Gun, tasked to kill a queen? That's going deep, and that's going off the board. Danny Jackson, Frank Piola, Roger Clemens, or Reggie Jackson? Your options. That's again on the Bally Live trivia. So play it, win it. I know who it is. It's been a while since I've seen the Naked Gun, but I remember.
I confess I have not seen this movie before. I'm sure it disappoints some movie buffs watching.
It's your homework assignment. Off the clock, by the way, in 2 weeks. He'll be thanking us. 2-0 pitch is lofted into left field. Rylan Thomas on the move. He's got it, and that retires Bernal. You're out number one in the sixth. So Jordani Ventura goes five innings, three hits, one run. It was unearned. Three walks and five strikeouts. At times he was cruising. At another time there at the end of the fifth, he had to gut through it. And at the end, he departs as the pitcher of record. And that's now three earned runs in 16 innings this month for Ventura. Finally looking like the pitcher we thought he could be. Now Jojo Rodriguez in Ventura-esque fashion. A poor April, but has turned it around here in May. Making his eighth relief appearance. Throws strike one to Moquette. And then misses just off. 1-1. Breaking ball, good slider for strike two. Moquette struck out looking and popped out today. Fastball, just off, no challenge. Rodriguez last appeared on May 13th, so it's been a week in Daytona. Struck out four, gave up three hits and a run in 2 1/3 innings. Breaking ball, hacked foul.
Go back to his last two start or his last two appearances combined with today. Ventura has gone his last 11 innings allowing just one earned run.
And the five shutout up in Daytona last week. He served as an opener. A couple of weeks back, pitched a scoreless inning. and what he did tonight. So he's coming around. 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses. Moquette goes down on the slider, and it's 2-2 down for Rodriguez.
Nice start to his appearance for JoJo. Has to come in, put up some clean innings, try and keep this a one-run ball game.
Here's Zapata, who started the last inning with a single and came around to score, a lone Cardinals run. First pitch grounded up the middle, cut off by Williams. From the pie slice, missed. Low throw, missed by Martinez. And Zapata speeds through first base. He's safe. Also looked like Jett might have had an opportunity to get rid of that ball slightly quicker. Martinez, as we take a look at the replay.
Yeah, the double clutch might have thrown him off. The throw did come in low, and it was caught in between the bounce and the air for Martinez, so you can't really blame him for the pick. It's going to go down as an error against Williams.
That crow hop, it looked like Jett might, you know, just throw a nice, easy off-speed pitch to first base, and then after the double clutch, he just hurried it up and threw the laser beam in the dirt. And Rodriguez will try to pitch around that.
You wonder if Williams just never had the ball, if he was trying to feel for the seams once again in his glove, but either way, it clearly threw his rhythm off, and it ends up with an error.
As he advances on in his career and just gets more games at shortstop, that's going to become so routine he can do it in his sleep. A lot of booth shots, John. What's going on today? Should have shaved. It's too late now.
Well, they know what the people want, Adam, and so they keep putting you on camera.
Oh, boy. Want to switch spots with me? It's 1-2 on Espinoza, hit by a pitch last time up. Got to third, but was stranded there. In the dirt, good block by Lantigua. As Rodriguez tries to finish off this inning, one thing that has been a recurring problem for the Mets is, especially in these close games, trying to make sure that every pitcher they bring out there is on their game. In a game like this, you're probably going to use 3 to 4 pitchers. And the Mets hit on all 4 or 3 as this pitch is just off the plate. Strong appeal request, but no dice for Lantigua. And we saw it, you know, yesterday in the suspended game, Sal Garcia made a good start on Thursday night. Orellana continued that on Friday. And then Loper, who's usually very good, just didn't have it. And Mets ended up losing by 1 as he gave up a couple of late runs. Ground ball to short. Redo for Williams. Long throw coming. This time, Martinez able to stretch and catch. Inning over. Good job on the redo by Jett Williams. That strands the 2-out error. As we get another look at it, strong throw from Jett on the line. Big stretch from his big first baseman. Good inning for Rodriguez. We're in the middle of the sixth with the 2-1 Mets lead.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Yes, let's do that as Bryson Motz delivers his first pitch of the bottom of the sixth for ball one to Eduardo Salazar. Motz getting better. He's retired five in a row. Salazar pops one out to third on the run. Hernandez makes the play. That's six in a row retired. Well, John, we talked about it early in the game. Mets, they had all those chances against Motz. Had to cash in while they could because you knew a run like this might be coming with as highly rated as he is and as well as he's pitched in 2023.
Yeah, he's done a great job recovering after this first inning. Just two runs so far, an inning away if things stay as they are from a quality start, and that's something you don't see very often in the FSL. He's gone five and a third strong innings.
Steve Asensio takes a spinner outside. Palm Beach does have action in the bullpen. They had action in the bullpen in the first inning. Motz got through it. He's put up a zero in every inning since. Steve Asensio takes a knee-high changeup for a strike. Steve Asensio tonight, a flyout and a single. Run for two.
He's already extended his hitting streak to six games. He's really come on in the past week and a half or so.
That six-game hitting streak for Viva Sencio, second longest on the team this year, as a time is called by Viva Sencio. Motz is not going to move. One, two, ground ball deep to third. Takes a funky bounce on Hernandez. He sticks with it. One hop throw right to Yeager with the out. That was a good short hop throw.
Yeah, an outstanding job there by Hernandez. Able to keep his cool. The ball took a very weird hop on him. He fields it right between his legs and able to make a quality throw to first to cut down Viva Vicencio.
He threw it on the grass and took a friendly bounce to Yeager, who was already in that low squat anticipating a one hopper. Now here's Lantigua taking a massive cut and fouling it back.
And that's exactly what a good first baseman does. He sees where his third baseman has fielded the ball, gets himself ready and in position, knows the throw is going to be long, and able to field it cleanly off one hop.
Antigua fouls away another. That's 0-2. Check swing, and it looked like he went, and he did. Chad Lagana, first base umpire, making the call. Back-to-back, one, two, three innings. It looks like that's it for Motz. If it is, he retired the last seven he faced. But the Mets still lead 2-1. We've played six at Clover Park.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
As ground crew Dave taking care of the infield, as we get ready to pick up play in the seventh inning. Fast-moving ball game, well played. Mets leading 2-1. Jojo Rodriguez threw a scoreless six. Now he'll try to do it again in the seventh. He'll face 9-1-2, starting with Brandon Hernandez. He was grounded out and struck out. That was against the Mets starter, Yordani Ventura. First pitch, a ball high. High and wide, two balls, no strikes. Fastball gets in, 94, 2-1. Ground ball, DeVincenzo cuts it off. Off-balance throw, perfect. He was shaded more towards the first base side. Ball went towards the pie slice. Great range. He's been outstanding with the glove all season, just 19 years old from Mexico. FSL, or rather, Dominican Summer League Player of the Year in 2021-17. There's a ball up high to Rotundo. He's 0-for-2 with the walk. One-oh pitch. Might have broken his bat. Flies it down the line out of the range of Tilling, who gave it a run. And it did look like the bat was broken because Tundo's heading back to the dugout. Nice catch there by a fan. Might have saved that poor lady's meal. We have another question from Unknown Gino on the Bally Live Crowd Zone chat. Favorite movie, baseball-related or not? I'll give you my favorite baseball-related movie, Major League. I laugh every time. And the Bob Uecker character, Harry Doyle's just the best. Cursing up a storm, drinking on the air. Just a legend. 1-1 is high.
Yeah, Major League, an all-time classic. There's really no wrong answer for this one, but if there is a right answer, I have to say that it's Major League. But I will say that probably the movie that had the biggest influence on me, baseball-related, in my youth, was The Sandlot.
Okay, that's a great one, too. Yeah.
I always loved that movie, and if you remember that movie at all, it begins and ends, Adam, in the broadcast booth.
It does, and I have a major problem with that. I'll tell you why after this check swing. It looked like he might have went. He did. Rotundo cannot hold off. Lagana punches him out from down the line. We're getting a replay of there. That's a better replay right there. So two down. A replay of us laughing in the broadcast booth. The problem I have with The Sandlot is the guy who's doing the play-by-play for the Dodgers when Benny the Jet scores the winning run. He's running around calling play-by-play in the booth. The microphone's nowhere near him. Like, if the Mets win a walk-off game and I start running up and down the aisle here in the press box, high-fiving people, how are the viewers, how are you going to hear that?
That is the magic of Hollywood in that scene, for sure.
As a kid, I loved it. For broadcasting or 1,000 baseball games, I don't. Oh, what a stop by Martinez at first. And he runs it to the bag. And I, DeCernia, is robbed of an extra base hit. Play of the year so far for Martinez at first base. Just a wicked shot. Short hop. Sprawling stop. And that will get Rodriguez through a perfect seventh inning. Shower him with sunflower seeds, why don't you? Seventh inning stretch at Clover Park. Mets lead by one.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Nothing like a free prize and a pot. You got people going. They got folks throwing out T-shirts or something on the Mets dugout. Of course, everybody loves a fan cam. Got Batman there. Those folks don't look thrilled to be on TV. We have a new pitcher on the mound, Tanner Jacobson. Takes over for Bryson Motz. How can I help you, Philip? As this pitch is down and in to Rylan Thomas. Rylan Thomas enjoyed success against Motz. He got on all three times, two hits and a walk. And he pops this one up, left side, heading towards foul territory. Espinoza falls down but makes the catch. Well done by the slick-fielding Palm Beach shortstop.
Yeah, Espinoza, a really long run from short, unable to keep his feet, but able to keep his concentration as he watches that one into his glove, able to make a put out deep in foul territory.
You know, it's almost like he feared that he was going to overrun it and almost fell back on purpose to make sure he could be within range. Maybe I'm overthinking that, but he's been outstanding all week here at Clover Park. And Thomas out for the first time today, and Jet Williams is up. Mets clinging to a 2-1 lead. And you should never count outs, John, but can the Mets somehow get six outs before giving up a run? Can the Mets get some insurance here late? As this ball misses. And the losing streak is 9. Some tough losses mixed in there. 3 1-run losses mixed in. 2 in Daytona. In the second and last game of that series last week up on the beach. And yesterday's resumption of the suspended game went in favor of the Cardinals 4-3.
That amounts to what's been the most frustrating part of this season for the Mets. They've had so many opportunities when they've been close.
Williams caught looking by Jacobson. Will be the second out of the inning. Well, Jacobson pitched out of the bullpen on Tuesday behind Max Ragic, giving up a couple of hits and a couple of runs in 2 innings. The Mets mounted that comeback, down 7-0, cut it to 7-6. We're losing 8-6, another close loss in this stretch as Lara takes the slider for a strike. Lara 0-for-3. That's hitless the last 3 innings. Lara cannot check his swing. Strike 2. That's 2 hits in the first, 2 in the second. Single hits in the third and fourth. Leadoff hit in the first 4 innings, but nothing in the fifth, sixth, or here yet in the seventh. 0-2. Way outside. breaking ball, four, strike three. No challenge by Lara. Breezy inning for Jacobson out of the Cardinals' bullpen. Seven down, two to go. Mets hold a 2-1 lead over the Cardinals on this Saturday at Clover Park.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And joined by John DeStefano tonight. Jojo Rodriguez, two impressive innings so far. No hits, no runs. A couple of strikeouts, only one batter reaching on an error. Going to give the Mets three innings here. You face the heart of the order, Yeager, Cho, and Bernal. Holding a one-run lead, Mets... We're up 2-0 after the first inning. Palm Beach got a run across in the fifth. Missed out on a great chance to tie it. And Yeager in off the hands into center field. Caught by Lara. Five straight retired by Rodriguez. Busted him just inside enough.
JoJo's had a nice appearance so far. He's come in and done exactly what he's asked to do. Gotten outs.
Here's Juan Bincho. He's been held in check tonight, 0 for 3. Again, Michael Curiale getting a rare off day. Top offensive player in the league for Palm Beach. Scuffled yesterday as this pitch is over for a strike.
Yeah, I think with all his success so far this season, Curiale certainly earning his day off.
He went 0 for 5 in the resumed suspended game and then walked twice in the nightcap yesterday. This ball is fouled down the line. While we wait for that ball to be picked up, just want to quickly go over the Florida State League scoreboard. Daytona did finish off Jupiter 9-4. Daytona's won two in a row in that series. Fort Myers up 4-3. At Lakeland in the bottom of the seventh. No score between Clearwater and Bradenton in the seventh. That's some fast-moving games in the FSL. 1-2 pitches in the dirt. One game you might not have seen on there is Dunedin and Tampa. That's because there is no game. Those two teams played a doubleheader yesterday, off tonight, and then play their finale tomorrow in Tampa. I'm guessing something has happened in the Tampa area, and they didn't want to take away from that event as this ball is fouled away. Over the years, there's been, if anybody's never been to the Tampa Tarpon Stadium, it's George Steinbrenner Field, spring training home of the Yankees. It's located right next to Raymond James Stadium. And they have concerts over there and Bucks football games. So sometimes they move things around.
Yeah, there's actually an Ed Sheeran concert going on tonight.
So that's why.
Right, Raymond James. So that would probably explain that.
I think we were there. We were there as they were getting set for, I believe, like a Sun Life music festival, something last year. we weren't delayed or pushed by it, but next series was. There's a swing and a miss as Cho goes down. How about this performance by Rodriguez? Just mowing through this Cardinals lineup with the one-run lead. Straight challenge pitch. See the reaction by Rodriguez. Get out of here. Just like Ventura, he's starting to pitch with a lot more confidence. And the results have been excellent.
A couple of good innings will do that for you. Pitchers feed off of their own success, and Rodriguez feeling both of his and Ventura's so far.
Bernal takes a strike. He's 0 for 3. Correction, 0 for 2 with the walk. As this pitch misses away. We were over in Tampa one year, and we had a 6 o'clock game on a Saturday. They moved it to noon because the Buccaneers were playing a night preseason game. Odd situation over there in Tampa. On appeal, oh, did not go. It's one of the rare checks where the umpires have not said. The swing was made. The 2-1 pitches popped out of play. That went over the roof. It's a good look at the crowd tonight. Announced crowd of over 2,700, the biggest of the season.
Boy, did they pick a nice night to come to the ballpark. Very comfortable outside. Perfect night to take in a game.
Well played game. Low scoring. Not a ton of action recently, but crisp 2-2 pitch, and that bounces away for a full count. Oh, that bounced up and hit Bernal. He will go down to first as the tying run.
Leo very fortunate there. Did not look good that at bat, but gets the bounce. Cardinals with a man on. Back the tying run at first.
This will draw a visit from pitching coach Dan McKinney. Well, he goes out for a word. We'll take a spin around the Mets organizational scoreboard. Big Mets. Wow, what a win last night. 10-9. The kids were at it. Alvarez with the game-tying hit with two outs and two strikes. Lindor walks it off. It's three in a row for the Big Mets. Their game against the Guardians today was postponed due to inclement weather in New York. They'll do a doubleheader tomorrow. Binghamton at New Hampshire. That also postponed. Brooklyn at Hudson Valley. That game postponed. Bad weather in the Northeast. Syracuse and Norfolk going at it. In Norfolk, Virginia, tied at 7 in the fourth. Crazy one there in AAA. Mound visit was a quick one. First pitch coming to Moquette, and he will fist it out towards left. Jets there to make the play. One pitch after the mound visit. Moquette flies out. Rodriguez, how about that? Trying to fire up the crowd. Wow. He's got three scoreless. And we will take it up here to the broadcast booth. Everybody, Adam, John, welcome in. John, what a pitching performance from the St. Lucie Mets tonight. Ventura and Rodriguez now combining for 8 innings, 1 unearned run.
Yeah, and you knew they'd have to be excellent in order to keep this really tough lineup at bay, but they've done exactly that. They've allowed just 3 hits so far combined, really taking it to these Cardinals hitters.
Well, we've spoken about before that the Mets' record's not great, 8-29. It's the worst record in minor league baseball. Everybody else has 11 wins by now, but the Mets hopefully on their way to their ninth. But this is a team that shows up every day, works hard every day. The dugout is alive. It seems like a confident bunch. And I know we just missed it on camera, but Jojo Rodriguez walking off the field, telling the crowd to get up. He's firing the boys up, firing the crowd up, and you got to love it.
Yeah, we talk about the team's poor record all the time, but don't tell the players on the field that. They don't care. They're still excited for each other. You see them getting hyped in the dugout, wearing the hat when they hit home runs. I mean, you have to love this team and the fire that they bring to the ballpark every single day.
It's going to be really interesting to see what Gilbert Gomez does in the ninth inning. Does he let Jojo Rodriguez go out there for a fourth inning, or does he try to find another arm to get the last 3 outs? Maybe the Mets offense can take some pressure off whoever's going to pitch the ninth by scoring here in the bottom of the 8th inning.
And it would be nice. They're not used to playing with a lead this late, but
If it was me, I would send JoJo out there for another inning. He has looked terrific so far, and I would send JoJo out to clean it all up.
We'll send it back to the field now as the Mets look for that insurance run here in the bottom of the eighth. And then to the top of the ninth, we'll see what the game plan is. And Tomas Nito going wire to wire as the DH tonight. We'll take a strike from Tanner Jacobson. Jacobson, an easy first inning for him, just 12 pitches. 1-2-3-7. Mets haven't had a base runner since Ryland Thomas walked with one out in the fourth. As Nito goes down on three pitches, that's three consecutive strikeouts now for Jacobson. Tillian will come up. Been on base twice tonight with a walk and a strikeout. And he will fly one into shallow right. Cho running in. Moquette going back. Moquette, the second baseman, makes the play. Johnny might be finding out that answer. Who's going to pitch real fast? Two up, two down. And I want to speak it into existence or put the kibosh in anything, the broadcaster curse, but this game paces like it's been. We're going to have daylight fireworks. Shouldn't have said anything, should I? As Martinez takes the ball outside. Man, got to be wary of those broadcaster curses.
They are alive and well. You definitely have to watch what you say on the mic.
At least we call ourselves out for it. The fan base doing. We know what we're doing, or saying at least.
I think the way things are going in this game, this home crowd would love nothing more than to see some day-night twilight fireworks.
Oh, look who it is. Kenny, the security guard. Oh, keep that up while we get a picture of it.
Look at Kenny. Deserving of that graphic.
He's got a lot going on right now in that mind of his. Kind of... Keeping everybody safe and entertained. There's a lot for the yellow shirts to do tonight as this 2-2 pitch is a called third strike and a challenge. Look, why not? Both teams have two challenges left. It is a strike. Well, now the Mets have one challenge left. What a performance by Jacobson. Six batters faced, six outs, four strikeouts. So the Mets will have to hope that a one-run lead is enough. We'll see what happens in the top of the ninth on the other side of the break.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
It's going to be Brendan Hardy asked to get the last three outs. Big spot, trying to end a nine-game losing skid, holding a 2-1 lead on the second-best team in the Florida State League. Hardy on minor league rehab appearance, pitching his second time in the series, third time with St. Lucie. Last saw him on Tuesday. A couple innings, two hits, one run, a walk, three strikeouts, was an out away from two scoreless innings. Taking over for Jojo Rodriguez, who did a whale of a job. Three scoreless, no-hit innings, no walks, three strikeouts. Hit one batter, the other batter reached on an error. And that's it. Hardy will be tasked with facing the bottom three in the order. Actually, a portion of the order that produced the Cardinals' run, starting with Zapata. Single back in the fifth. Went to third on a the second on a hit batter, third on a pass ball, scored on a wild pitch. And having a tough time getting this inning started. Shea Graham wants to look at the ball. It's approved. And here we go. Hardy's first pitch, fastball grounded, foul. Whoa, that almost ate up poor John, our cameraman. Look alive down there, John. Camera looks good. Oh, John, aren't you glad you're not down there tonight? That's the other John.
I always enjoy my time down there in the camera well. Company is always good. Of course, our team photographer, Helene, taking up her usual spot. It's like we've got our camera woman Chastity in there as well, so it's a party down there down the third base side.
0-1 pitch is fouled back. We do say the ball finds it. Oh, 0-2 on Zapata. Hardy, 23 from Gulfport, Mississippi. Two career saves. 0-2 pitch, foul tip, strike three. Hardy, a high heat. Fan Zapata.
A well-chosen pitch here from Hardy. Knew that he had some pitches to work with. Opted for the high number one and induced the swing and a miss. One down in the ninth.
Now it's Espinoza who's 0-2. Breaking ball, too high. Hardy last year with St. Lucie pitched so well to start the year, a quick promotion. Six games, gave up just one run, struck out 17 in eight innings. 1-0 slider, missed for a ball, no challenge. It's got a challenge left. Can't roll it over to tomorrow. There's a strike. Well placed on the black. Breaking ball, foul tipped. Strike two. That's even. Breaking ball, check swing on appeal. Immediately, Pagana signaled no. The fastest rejected appeal you can imagine. It's a full count. Big pitch coming here. Espinoza, awfully quick, wants to get on as the tying run. Hardy set with the payoff. It's on the way. He struck him out. Two gone in the ninth. Espinoza caught looking on the knee-high fastball.
Yeah, what a pitch there by Hardy. Steely nerves, challenging him on the inside corner, and perfectly placed right on the black. Sit down, Leandro Espinoza.
So it comes down to Brandon Hernandez. He was 0 for 3 from the 9 spot. Correction, Curiali is coming up to pinch hit. Oh, here we go. How about this, John? The top offensive weapon in the league is going to bat with the game on the line.
Well, you knew manager Gary Kendall kept an ace in the hole the entire game, and here he plays the ace of spades in Michael Curiali. He could easily tie this game with just one swing of the bat.
Here's the first pitch, and it's skipped in for ball one. Curiali on the season in 36 games is hitting .366. He's got 15 doubles, two triples, a homer. He's driven in 25. He's got a .503 on base. OPS is still over 1,000. Fitting that it should come down to him and Hardy. And he will take ball two. It's a rumbling from the crowd down below. Fastball catches the outside corner. Chris Rotundo, the leadoff hitter, is on deck. Big swing by Curiali, fouls it off right at the plate, and the Mets are a strike away.
Hardy trying to keep this a low-scoring affair, and wouldn't that be something in a series that has averaged more than 9 runs combined each ball game? This one, a 2-1 affair.
Hardy's ready. Trying to strike out the side to end the game, the 2-2 pitch. It's a check swing and a foul ball. Nearly hit Curiali, and he started to run down to first before realizing he was going to stay foul. And avoids getting hit by the pitch. And Hardy gets away with one. Two-two again. He struck him out, and the game's over. Upon review of the challenge, we hold. Ball or strike? It's strike three and the game's over. The Mets win it 2-1. The 9-game losing streak is over. Hardy strikes out the side, which includes the top offensive player in the league. Hardy knew it right away. The challenge would not result in an overturn.
Big time final pitch there by Hardy. Big time appearance and a big time win by the Mets. A complete team victory. Everybody contributed today, and the Mets are finally off the big slide and getting a win here at home in front of their fans.
Two runs in the bottom of the first with two outs on a hit by pitch and a walk, both with the bases loaded. Who knew that was going to stand up against this top offense in the Cardinals? Cardinals got a run in the fifth. They had the tying run 90 feet away with one out. Jordani Ventura refused to give in. Then Rodriguez did his part, and Hardy in the ninth just blew the Cardinals away. He struck out the side, and the Mets are in the winner's column in this series and on this homestand in Palm Beach. A rare loss for them, just their fourth loss in their last 18 games. Great stuff by the Mets tonight. Hugs all around, and now they can enjoy a fireworks show, which is coming up in the not-too-distant future. With the win, the Mets improved to 9-29. Palm Beach drops to 24-10. The winning pitcher is Jordani Ventura. Boy, did he ever earn it. Losing pitcher is Bryson Motz. It's too bad for Motz, who pitched really well after that shaky first inning, but his offense couldn't bail him out. And the save for Hardy, his first of the year. Great win for the Mets, 2-1, one of the most thrilling wins of the season. They held on. We'll step aside here from Port St. Lucie, come back with the postgame show to wrap up the Mets' victory over the Cardinals on this Saturday night.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you from high atop the action, the fourth floor broadcasting booth. We're going to let the sun set a little deeper and the night sky get a little darker before we do the fireworks. First will be the launch a ball contest. And then we'll do the fireworks and then set up for the concert. We'll bring you, well, not much. The post-game show won't last that long. Mets win 2-1. It was really a game about pitching and defense. It's not a lot happened in this one. I mean, the three run-scoring plays were a hit-by-pitch, a walk, and a pass ball. We count for the three runs as we roll through the highlights. There it is. Mott hits Martinez on the first pitch with two outs and the bases loaded in the first inning. Mets would then get a walk from Salazar to make it 2-0. But the story of the game was this man, Jordani Ventura. He was just electric from the get-go, brought those good vibes from Daytona back to him. As you see, Mott's settled in as well as he gets a double play there in the third inning. Mets for a while has Villavicencio singled in the fourth. That was the Mets' last hit in the game, the leadoff hit in the fourth. Mets 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position through the first four innings, but it did not cost them because of good pitching like this from Jojo Rodriguez, who overcame a prior error on Chet Williams. Chet makes a nice play there. That ended the sixth. Another fine play here made by Hernandez. Really, every infielder in this game was impressive. Mott's ended up going six innings, two runs as Hernandez makes a good skipping throw to Yeager, who is ready to receive that low throw. Rodriguez, three scoreless, no-hit innings from him. Villavicencio helps out, taking away a hit up the middle. That nifty play. I had a Cernia, a laser beam down the first baseline, going for extra bases, but a great stop on the short bounce by Martinez. That got the Mets out of any danger in the seventh inning. Good play by the shortstop, Espinoza, taking or ending the at-bat for Ryland Thomas, who had two hits and a walk in his return to action. Rodriguez blows away Cho, who had had such a good series prior to this. You know, at that swing right there in the eighth inning with two outs, knew he was running low on outs. Tanner Jacobson, two perfect innings with four strikeouts for him. That strikeout was confirmed. Here's Hardy in the ninth. A strikeout of Zapata, fired up right there. He then strikes out Espinoza. Espinoza didn't bother with the challenge. Hardy just painting fastballs at the knees. And the last pitch of the game, Curiali's going to take it for strike three. He used the challenge. Look, that's why you keep the challenge in your back pocket, just in case you see Hardy right there saying, no, he knew that was a strike all the way. So, John, great win for the Mets. We talked about it at the outset of the broadcast. Record was not great, but every game you can point to positives from individual performances. And today, the Mets got three great individual performances on the mound, and that all led to a victory.
It certainly did. And like I said, it was a complete team effort. All but one player either got a hit, drove in a run, or scored. And that's just fantastic production from your lineup that has had many struggles this season producing. You mentioned the three pitchers were just absolutely lights out. You really can't have a better pitching performance combined by a team. And the Mets, You know, it wasn't pretty the whole time on offense especially, but there's nothing prettier when you're on a losing streak than a big W to end it, and they'll see if they can carry this momentum forward to tomorrow and into later series this year.
Yeah, again, it's going to be a tough slide. Of course, Palm Beach is a very good team. You'd expect them to bounce back on offense after a lackluster game tonight. Of course, Clearwater looms. They are by far the best team in the league, one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball. But the Mets, they pulled off the three-game winning streak before. They've won three games in a span of five before this nine-game losing streak. So there's opportunities here for the Mets to vault to another level after this win. We hope the momentum can carry over to tomorrow. As we continue to set up with launch ball and the fireworks, we're going to wrap it up here at Clover Park. A reminder that we will be back on Bally Live tomorrow at noon with first pitch slated for 12:10. We'll see if the Mets can make it two in a row over their divisional rival before this series ends. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.